It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. God, Bob, we're in the middle of April already. This is time just flies when you're having fun. But the exciting part about it is we're losing all these cold nights and potential snow, and we're squarely in the middle of spring. And flowers are blooming, trees are blooming. It's a good time to be outside. But I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, buddy. It's chicken, sucker. It's going to be chicken today.
Oh, all right.
I stumbled. You know, when I got out of the service, I went to Ferris, right? About time you were there. We didn't know each other. But I never really paid much attention to history. And then I got in the service and started learning about the government and watching CNN obsessively. I was a news freak, and that was the 24-hour news channel at the time. And, you know, I was just a news buff. Journalism was big class for me in high school. I did it all through high school. School newspaper, yearbook, all that stuff. Well, I got to Ferris, I started taking history classes as well, and just about switched majors because I had the greatest history professor of all times, and Clarence DeLong. He passed away.
Was this back before they had chickens? Is that where we're going with this?
Clarence DeLong, he passed away several years ago. But anyway, I ran into these old sayings that my parents and grandparents and different people would say, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to read a couple of them. But before I do that and bore everybody with stupid historical sayings, did you watch the eclipse?
I did. From inside my building, I didn't take the time to go out and stand in the yard and look up like most of my coworkers did.
Sun gazers.
Our company actually issued us glasses. They sent everybody in the mail a little one of those paper glasses.
Sure.
You could look at. So it was a big deal, and then they wanted, of course, everybody. I work with a big corporation, so there's a couple hundred offices, and then it was post a picture of you looking at the eclipse, kind of thing on the intranet and for the company. I'm like,
with Taylor
slow
Swift
news
behind you,
slow news day, dude, very slow news day. But you know, I may be a little bit cynical on that, but the sun goes down every night, and it comes up every morning, and then the moon happens, and I see that almost every day. And this eclipse was, you know, okay. I mean, it happened. Maybe it'll be 20 years before I see it again.
You didn't buy the hype?
No, I didn't.
It does feel like that, doesn't it? I mean, yeah. You know, government warnings, and we're issuing and shutting schools down for the day. And, you know, what I noticed is I just got some cheap sunglasses out of my garage because I keep all these sunglasses for when I'm outside cutting wood and all this stuff. And I watched it a little bit with those really dark glasses on. And what I noticed is, like,
I look different now? Is that what you noticed?
No. In Lowell, I noticed the moon always comes up in the east and goes across to the west, like the sun. But
in other places, it doesn't?
Well, no. The eclipse, it came across from the west.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, the eclipse started toward Mexico and then came up through New York.
So it must have hit something and bounced back. That's all I can figure.
Sure, yeah. We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Sure.
Well, how do you explain that?
Well, it's the rotation of the Earth when it's all lined up, and that's the best I can give you.
Well, I knew you'd have an answer.
That's it, man.
Wrong.
Wow.
I have no idea if that's the right one or the wrong one.
Gee, Mr. Wizard.
If you're a grilling guy and you got a better answer than that, why don't you get a hold of Bob? His phone number is,
because
he'd like to know.
Because I actually watched it again last night, and that moon came up in the east again.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I ran across these old sayings. My dad had a million of them, and I started writing them down years ago because he would make people laugh so hard when he'd say these silly things that I can't say on this show. But I did find some that he also said that you can repeat. And I found out that they used to, and Rockford people appreciate this, they used to tan animal skins with urine.
Well,
because, you know, I mean, hundreds of years ago, whatever, that's what they, and it must have worked. So the family used a pea pot, and once a day it was taken and sold to a tannery.
Yeah.
Amazing. And if you had to do this to survive, you were piss poor. But worse than that, were really poor folk who couldn't even afford to buy a pot. They didn't have a pot to piss in.
Or a window to throw it out. That was the other half of that. You're so poor, you don't have a pot to piss in, or a window to throw it out.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Actually, it was a thing. And most people got married in June because they took their yearly bath in May. And they still smelled pretty good by June. I found that to be incredible. And since they were starting to smell, however, brides carried a bouquet of flowers to hide the body odor.
Yeah, well, right. That's sounds how that appealing. Tradition started.
Sounds appealing.
Now it's a whole industry.
Hence the custom of today carrying a bouquet when you get married. Baths consisted of a big tub filled with hot water. The man of the house had the privilege of the nice clean water. Then all the other sons and men. Then the women. Finally the children. Last of all, the babies. By that time, the water was so dirty you could actually lose someone in it. Hence the saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
There you go.
Isn't that funny?
Wow.
Houses had thatched roofs, thick straw piled high, no wood underneath, and it was the only place where animals could get warm. So all the cats and other small animals, mice and bugs, lived in the roof. That's weird. No cat stories, Randy. When it rained, it became slippery, and sometimes the animals would slip and fall off the roof, hence the idiom, it's raining cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
These things all came from a actually true history. This posed a real problem in the bedroom where the bugs and other things would be dropping, and that's why they used to put posts on a bed, and they would put the canopy above the bed to keep that stuff from falling in it. And the floor was dirt. Only the wealthy could afford floors other than dirt, leading to folks coining the phrase dirt poor.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. In those days, they cooked in the kitchen with a big kettle that was always hung over a fire. Every day, they lit the fire and added things to the pot. And they'd throw more leftovers in it all the time. Sometimes they could obtain pork, which made them feel quite special. When visitors came over, they would hang the pot up. They would hang up their bacon to show it off. It was a sign of wealth that a man could bring home the bacon.
Right. And fry it up in
a
pan.
I love that. Yeah. I just think that's so cool. They would cut off a little to share with guests and would sit around and chew the fat.
Right.
Bread was divided according to status. Workers got the burnt end and of the loaf, and the family got the middle. The guests got the top or the upper crust.
There you go.
I don't know. I think stuff like that's cool. There's right. A whole bunch more. I won't bore you with it, but those are all kind of food-related things or stuff we maybe even catch ourselves saying, and we don't really know why.
Right.
Like chewing the fat.
Right.
That was a thing.
Right. Yeah, we've done a lot of that. That fits right into a grilling guy. Somewhere in there.
Well, there's
bacon.
Somewhere
in there, there was a grilling guy reference, and I think that was it.
Well,
right
there. And it's bacon.
Yeah, chewing the fat. That, you know what? A well-prepared steak, that's one of my very favorite bites. It's about half fat and half lean because the fat has all the flavor. So I am a...
You're guilty.
I'm an old-time fat chewer, Bob, because that's what I prefer to do when I eat my steak, right?
But just the fat, thing. Ma'am. Nothing but the fat.
Right, yeah. But that's cool. We're going to talk a little bit about chicken for the rest of the show, but that was cool. I mean, you know, something I've never heard before of those things.
Well,
so
especially when you're... It is related because you're talking about breaking the bread or, you know, upper crust and things like that, chewing the fat, bacon... but the pot to go to the bathroom in, that was the surprise.
Yeah.
And I thought of Rockford's tannery. So all you folks in Rockford, Michigan, you know, you are upper crust now.
Right. Because you no longer have to deal with the pot to piss in or the window to throw it out. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My dad used that phrase, you know, bless his heart. He'd be like 104 if he were still alive. And he used a lot of those old sayings. There's some that you probably can't cover on radio too, but. It's a good time.
Well, my dad had them too, so I have a note file on my phone with all the Bing-isms.
Coming up next, we'll change the subject just a little bit. It's breast, and you know how we love them, so we're going to talk about them. Stick with us. We'll be back.